Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, and Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 20. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The first reading for the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord is from the Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering, by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Saint Mark. Afterward, Jesus appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table. He rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. They went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. On the first Sunday of the church year, we sang, God the Father was his source. Back to God he ran his course. Into hell his road went down back then. To his throne and crown, ascension, would seem to take us back where we started. If you think of salvation like a math problem, maybe so. Now the equation's all balanced out. You know that means you get to cancel out all those other unnecessary details that you went through. God's back in heaven where he belongs. Problem solved. Well, thanks be to God. Salvation is not a math problem. Those details on earth, the precious core of our most holy faith that we've confessed, they were not unnecessary. The resurrection did not undo the crucifixion as if it were some accident, as if the Father needed to solve the problem of Jesus' death. Oh no, the death was the solution. It was the sacrifice, the plan of salvation and God's will. When Jesus came out of the grave, it was not as if it had never happened. No, he came bearing his scars. There was more in his hands after 3 days. The wounds that sinners carved into him, he did not erase, but he transformed into faith-creating, life-giving wounds. Christ did not go back to how it was. Thank God, neither do we, dear Christians. We are washed clean. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. The resurrection didn't cancel out the crucifixion. It crowned it with glory and honor, declaring that in it we are forgiven. We are no longer dead in sin. We are alive in him. So much more does Christ's ascension not undo his incarnation. For us men and for our salvation, he was made man, and he still is. What the incarnation began, God in the flesh, the ascension does not end. Rather, this day crowns his incarnation with glory and power, for in Christ our humanity is now exalted far above all heavens, that it too may fill all things. We with him do not go back to how it was before, where we started, separated from God as enemies. No, he is Emmanuel, forevermore, God with us. Now that fact may not always sit well. Most religious people believe that God is far away in heaven, and they kind of like that. God becoming flesh dwelling among us, that was the strange thing. That was the problem, even. Now he should just stay up where he belongs, don't you think? Back to being God, only a spirit or an angel or something, unimaginable, inaccessible, and out of our hair, out from under our skin, at a safe distance where he can't bother us. Well, for the unexamined life, such a de-incarnate God, an absent God, might be enough for a while. But not for anybody who takes seriously their own flesh, who recognizes what the Scriptures say about it. Anyone who sees that he is still in this world and has no lack of sin and trouble. Anyone who knows just how close Satan always is with his lying and his murdering that won't let us have any peace within or without. For such afflicted sinners, a distant God in a faraway heaven won't do. Only a God in our flesh and still with us, even to the end of the age. Only such a God could be for us. And thus, dear saints, this true teaching of the ascension today is of great comfort to those who are in this flesh of ours. Because this is not the feast of an absent God. This is the feast of Christ incarnate, crucified and raised for us. Now, always and fully ruling, shepherding, feeding his church. When Jesus was taken into the cloud of the divine majesty on Ascension Day, he was not taken up and away. But it says he was taken out of our sight. He sits at the right hand of God, which throughout the Scriptures doesn't indicate a place or a body part, but a position of majesty and of authority. Jesus is not sitting idly by on a cloud next to his old man. No, he is active, and not only as God, but even as a man for us, exercising all divine power as a man to drive back his enemies, to be present with his own, and to work his blessing everywhere, his help and his salvation for you even to the end of the age. He's hidden from your eyes, but he is not imaginary. He is not gone. Until then, we see him at the last. By virtue of this ascension, he is nevertheless present with his church in all places around the world to forgive, to enliven, and to sanctify sinners. And that means that you have more, dear Christians, than just a distant sense of God or a feeling that he is near. You have the very divine man, Christ Jesus, the same who was wounded on the cross and who stepped out of his grave. You have him close to you, as he promised to be. He's as close as hands raised in blessing or even placed on your head. He is as close as the words ringing in your ears and the music on your tongues. And yes, he is as close as his body and his blood on your lips. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.